Welcome, everyone, to the 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting podcast. My name is Todd. I'm so glad you've joined us. I'm one of the pastors at First Family. And this podcast is aimed at helping us spend additional time in prayer, as well as some additional time fasting over the next 21 days. My goal is to meet with you on a daily basis via this podcast and to encourage you and to prompt you and to help you do exactly that. Spend additional time in prayer and additional time fasting. Let's talk a bit about that before we dive into our first time of prayer. So this episode will probably be a tad longer. Normally in the ensuing days, they'll probably be between 3 and 5 minutes. But I want to take some time on this first episode to explain how this will work each day. Each day, I'd just invite you to check in on this episode. It'll be listed, of course, as that day. And then what we'll do is we'll read through a portion of Scripture. We're going to focus our time in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and I'll share why just in a moment. So I'll read a portion from 1st or 2nd Thessalonians, and then I'll just lead us in a prayer that is centered around that passage of Scripture. So we're going to allow our prayer time to be Scripture-fed as well as Spirit-led. And then you're welcome to continue to pray in that manner, kind of around those verses. At that time, you could tuck those verses away in your heart and pray with your family at a later time, maybe individually at a later time. I suspect some will be listening to this while they drive, perhaps while they're doing some chores around the house. So maybe that's the best time for you to keep praying in that fashion. Maybe you'll do it later. My goal is to meet with you on a daily basis via this podcast and to prompt you to pray around these verses throughout the day, giving additional time and focus to your prayers. And then, as well, to think about how you can fast either during that day or during that week as a way to increase your dependence upon the Lord. And often we show that dependence in a posture of prayer that's accompanied by fasting. We do believe that fasting is a very effective spiritual discipline. So I want to encourage you, as you think about what you'll do in these next 21 days, consider perhaps giving up a meal per day. Maybe you want to focus on giving up a meal per week. There may be some who would think about fasting for an entire day once a week. There are those who will fast for multiple days over the course of 21 days. I know there are folks who have often started a 21-day emphasis with a complete fast over one day, and then they end the 21 days with a complete fast on the last day. So there are various ways to do that. I want to encourage you in this way that however you choose to fast during this time, whether it's through a meal daily, maybe it's through a day weekly or a meal weekly, however you choose to fast, I would encourage you to make sure that you are fasting from food as a way to show God that you value Him more than you do what's necessary to keep you alive. Now, I share that because I realize that there are thoughts out there and there are people who say we can fast from other things like technology. We can fast from our hobbies. And I'm not saying those are wrong. I would say to you, in all honesty, I don't know if that's the aim of the scriptural passages in the Bible. It seems that the Bible, when it speaks of fasting, does speak of fasting from food because food is what's necessary for survival in the long term. All of us have to eat at some point. And so when we abstain from eating, we're actually saying to God, He's more important than what we have to stay alive. And it's showing God in a tangible way how much we prioritize and treasure our relationship with Him and who He is. So that's what's ahead for these next 21 days. It'll be a fantastic way to start the year. And as of course, today is January 5th, it's a Sunday. We'll be doing this actually in our service, taking some time to pray intentionally. Perhaps you're hearing this before the service, and so you can prepare even now for that. If this is after our service, you'll know that we did that in the service. And we hope it'll be a way to kind of begin a real spiritual journey for you over the next 21 days that centers around prayer and fasting, praying through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, then fasting either daily or weekly or in some kind of fashion as a way to increase our spiritual yearnings and appetites for the Lord. So today, January 5th, we are going to begin walking through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. The reason we're doing this is because this is what we'll be teaching from beginning in February. And this will take up most of 2025, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. And I just thought this would be a fantastic way to lay groundwork, to get some of these scriptures embedded into our hearts and into our minds. And so we're going to pray through these, I think it's 8 chapters total. There's 5 in 1 Thessalonians. I think there's 3 in 2 Thessalonians. And we'll just pick select verses from the chapters. We'll go in order. And then after reading those, we'll just talk for a moment about their overall thrust and meaning. And then we'll pray in a way that's centered around those verses. And so today, on this Sunday, January 5th, I want to read for us the first 3 verses. They say this to us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always thank God for all of you, making mention of you constantly in our prayers. We recall in the presence of our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor motivated by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. As I read those 3 verses, it's interesting that Paul's thankfulness for the church is kind of wrapped in these memories that he has of them. He says, we recall something. And so these memories that he has of them, they're rooted in 3 things. It's their work produced by faith, their labor motivated by love, and their endurance inspired by hope in Christ. Now, what I think is interesting is this. As we think about these 3 things, I don't want us to pray for more work or more labor or more endurance. I think what we should pray for is what is driving those things, because the text tells us their work was produced by faith, and their labor was motivated by love, and their endurance was inspired by hope. So as he was giving thanks to God for this church, for these believers, his mind went to their faith and their love and their hope. So can we today thank God for his church, and specifically think of folks in your small group. Think of folks that sit near you in our service. Think of folks that you know within the congregation. And then let's pray as we thank God for them. Let's pray that they will have an increase of faith, an increase of love, and an increase of hope. Because what stems from those things, what flows from faith, love, and hope is work, it is a labor, and it's endurance. But let's not pray for the fruit necessarily and only. Let us pray this morning and today for the root. These 3 things that Paul knew about this church, let's pray that they would increase and flourish in our church. Pray with me, would you? Gracious Heavenly Father, on this first day of prayer and fasting, the first of these 21 days in which we're going to give extra attention and focus to these disciplines, Heavenly Father, I do pray and I thank you for the church that is known as First Family Church. I thank you for members of our small groups, those who sit near us in the services, folks we meet in various intersections and opportunities and connect with them in conversation. But I thank you for your church locally here in this place. And I pray that within that church and in the lives of those members, God, you will increase faith, you will increase love, and you will increase hope. As you deepen faith and increase faith, as you grow us in faith, I pray it would produce work, greater work, more service for your name. They would see opportunities and move towards them. Lord, I pray that as you increase and deepen our love, that it would in like manner manifest itself in labor, that we would serve, that we'd see opportunities, that we would not be afraid of being diligent in laboring for your name and for your cause, that we'd prioritize our lives effectively so that our hobbies don't override kingdom matters, that our preferences don't rule over prioritized issues. So Lord, give us an increasingly and deepening love, as well as an increasing and deepening faith. And then lastly, Lord, I pray for that the body at First Family Church would know a an increase in their hope, and specifically hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I'm grateful that hope in your word does not mean just a wish with fingers crossed. It is a confident assurance that everything you've said will come true in Christ, and we await his return, and we're confident he will return. And so until he returns, Lord, deepen our resolve to endure and persevere. May our endurance, our stick-to-itiveness, may our perseverance grow as well, along with our labor and our work, and all of these three growing out of and flourishing from an increase of the root of faith, of love, and of hope in Christ. For these things, we thank you, and we believe in faith that you will accomplish these in our midst in these next 21 days. In Christ's good name we pray. Amen.